If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
I'm Nicole. I'm from Baltimore. Am I a bad mom for putting my kids on a school bedtime a month before school starts because I want my nights back?
No.
You're the worst mom ever!
You ruined my life.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
Yeah, welcome to the Parent Panel, everybody. If you've never done a Parent Panel with us before, Jess, do you want to explain what it's all about?
Parents call into the show and share when someone in their life has called them a bad parent, a bad mom, a bad dad, and we see their perspective and just kind of how we got there in the first place.
So wait, what's going on with this summer? It sounds like we're kind of hitting our wits in with this.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of fun, right? Like,
yeah.
It's been a few months of, you know, kind of pushing the limits, staying up till, started at like 10, now it's more like 11 going to bed.
Yeah, they're partying. School's out.
Partying, living it up. You know, me time is important. Just to have time to like sit, veg out, watch my shows, fall asleep there if I want to. Like, just have that time for myself. Like, I need that. I'm with the kids so much. So yeah, I also think school's going to be starting back up and you can't like just do this overnight. You got to kind of get into a routine, right?
Well, wait, when do they start back though?
Oh, it's like a month.
I was going to say, you got like a month to go. So,
but this is your only you time though, that mostly happens at night. So when school's out, that kind of goes out the window.
Totally. Yeah.
So have you put them, has this started or this is an idea?
It started this week. And of course, the kids pitched a fit about it.
What'd your husband say?
You know, he thinks that like this is the time to just enjoy yourself, be a kid. You know, he has these fond memories he talks about all the time, his summer break. So yeah, I think he thinks I'm like a bad mom for ending summer early. But
well, what's new bedtime?
8:30. That's our usual.
Ooh, damn, man. And your kids are how old?
They are 9 and 12.
Oh, yeah. But how long? But they've had a couple months to party. You just want to ease them in. Because let's be real, though.
A month, though?
But let's be real. Like, let's pretend that she was doing this genuinely to get them back on track. Because obviously, you want you time, which, to be honest,
no,
I support.
I get that, yeah.
But
yeah,
let's say for real, it was to get them back on track. You know for sure they don't fall asleep right away. So, like,
no,
it's kind of like that long period of time. It would actually genuinely get them ready to get back on track. Because
if you
start that up for
a week,
they're a wreck. You're a wreck back to school for day one when you just get back on track the week before.
You don't start a month early.
See, what I feel is that, like, nighttime is a parent's time, right? It's, like, the only time that we get. And it was probably a little bit different when the kids were younger. But now at this, like, tween phase, it's a lot of, like, shuffling them around, doing different activities during the day. It's exhausting. I feel like I kind of live in my car, you know? And I just need them to just leave me alone, as, you know, maybe mean as that sounds. But, like, that's the only time I get to turn my brain off. So, and exactly. They go in their rooms. They're not going to sleep right at 8:30. But just go, like, eventually they fall asleep, right? But just go in there and leave me alone and just let me have my time.
8:30.
It's been a month and a half, you know, of staying up till 11. So I think that's plenty.
Okay. So Rachel's saying, I think that my kids should start going back to bed, school hours, even though we got a month left before school's actually started. Some of it is to get them ready for school.
Yes.
But if we're being honest, there's a little bit of it is self-preservation at this point. Her husband is being a little judgmental about this. Is it the wrong thing to do, though? Is it a wrong thing to do? I mean, you're basically cutting your kid's summer short, and your kids only get so many summers. Let's be honest.
No, don't do her like that. She said get to have all the fun time during the day. You're acting like they're on lockdown
during
the day.
It's still a day. So 410-583-1065. Jess.
Do you, Mama? It's okay. I don't think it's the end of the world. Because to be honest, my parents did this to me.
They put you to bed at 8:30?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that means
And it would start. It was like a month before Somia.
Seriously?
And like, obviously, now that I'm older, I understand that my mom is doing exactly what she's doing. You know, I don't know. I don't think it's the end of the world.
I mean, exactly. I couldn't agree more, but it's my husband, right? It's my husband that's thinking I'm out here ruining their childhood.
A little bit is. I mean, because think about this. If you're going to bed at 8:30, the lead up to bedtime starts at like 6:30.
It's not.
I mean, it is. That means dinner's got to be at 6. You know, you brush your teeth by 7. No, I mean, I'm not going to say bad mom, but I'm going to say not great. It's not great. Kids deserve to stay up a little bit later in the summer.
They're so having a good time during the day. There's nothing wrong with telling them to power down starting at 8:30.
We need some parents on the phone right now.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's up?
This is Denise and Bel Air on 3.
I mean, Denise, do you feel like kids should be going to bed basically on back to school schedule a month out already?
I never even put my kids on a summer schedule in the first place. Well, I think this is like a parent created problem because my kids just had the same bedtime year round. I mean, parents want to complain about being exhausted, but you like change the rules. The summer they didn't need a different bedtime really. They
could
do
zero change up
to do during the day.
Wait, so there's zero change up to the schedule no matter like whether it's break, summer, anything like that. Like they stay on the same schedule as if they're in school.
Consistency is super important as children, for children. It doesn't even matter if it's junior high or high school. Like, go to bed at the same time. And in fact, even wake up at the same time, okay? It's consistency. Even if, like, we don't really have anywhere to go, you're still up. Like, don't get into bad habits.
Hang on a second. Don't even get to sleep then, ever?
Wait. What do y'all do then? Like, what do they do?
What's a sleep in? If they don't ever sleep in, they don't know what the sleep in is. Just like, you know, they get up, they just like, they have their morning routine. I have my morning routine.
But what do they do though?
They, you know, they read. They have like a longer bath time.
Oh my god, this sounds terrible. I'm not gonna lie to you. This sounds awful.
You know, that's how you raise winners who don't complain. There you go.
Okay, this is Leanne. What's up, Leanne Bel Air? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I mean, she wants to put her kids to bed at 8:30 in the summer because she's just kind of over it. Is that the right thing to do?
Well, mine are a little older. They're 14 and 16. So we get to a point where me time becomes more and more, and I don't have to put them to bed. They're putting me to bed. They're hanging out. They're doing what they want to do.
Yeah.
But there is a point in time in their lives where they do branch off. So you go do your thing. They go do their thing, and it's nighttime, and then, you know, you kind of just meet back up again the next day. But I don't put them to bed. They put themselves to bed now.
Right.
If I could tell myself years back, I wouldn't stress bedtime as much as I did. Mm-hmm. So I was that mom where we need to go to bed. Everybody's got to get up at a normal time. And now that they're older, I'm like, this is your summer. You only get so many of these before you have to adult.
That's the point, man. Like, let kids be kids.
Let them do their own thing. They will eventually go do their own thing. They go in, they play their video games, or they read, or they do whatever they want. at nighttime while I'm sleeping. Mm-hmm. And as long as everybody's safe and sound in the house, then they're doing what they want to do. And I'm like, doing what I want to do.
I get that's a couple summers away from now, but like, yeah, you got like a month left. That's kind of how I feel. Like, just, I don't want to say deal with it, but thank you for calling. Who's this, Jess?
This is Tara on 4 in Essex.
Tara, we'll give you the final vote. We're kind of tied up here. Do you feel like it's the right thing to do to put your kids to bed back on a school schedule a month early just because you're kind of over it? I mean, kind of back on, you know, for a school schedule, but mostly because you're over it.
Good morning. I think it pertains to, you know, the household. So, like, for my household, I'm a single parent, and I do everything during the week by myself, yeah. And I also work. Mm-hmm. So my kids go to summer daycare. So I have to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning every single day. So I kept their bedtime routine because, for me, it was easier that way.
Right.
But they stay up late. They're so tired in the morning. They're, you know, they're groggy. They have attitudes and yes. all the things. So, yeah. And I don't feel like dealing with that. And guess what? Even on the weekends when they don't have that, right, they won't sleep in. They're still up early. And at nighttime, I want my alone time yeah. for like an hour.
Yeah.
At least because I'm with my kids all day. I love them. And they're just running around. They're doing their thing. They're having fun for most of the day.
Exactly.
Yes. On the weekends, do I give them a grace period? Absolutely. I will give them more grace time. Dang, I'll give them 30 minutes to an hour longer. But
you need your time.
That, no, I can't. Yes, absolutely. You need your time. And I do not think that she's a bad mom
yeah.
for making that choice for herself mm-hmm. to give herself that time that she needs.
Well, then there you go. I mean, that's basically it. So or does that make you feel better then that most parents are saying that, like, it's not the wrong thing to do then? Like, do you feel that's, like...
I mean, that's really great to hear. It's actually perfect. It makes me feel, heard, you know, because I think a lot of parents know, like, our kids have had enough summer at this point, and it's time for us to get our nights back, for sure.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.